This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Philemon Hill is a sports marketer who's promoted sporting events from baseball to golf around the Southeast, but he's also become a fixture at Birmingham City Council and school board meetings. Now he'd like to make the leap from gadfly to mayor. He talks with WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart about what he sees as Birmingham's needs and how he intends to fulfill them if elected mayor.
I was trying to bring some resources to Birmingham for the betterment of Birmingham City Schools and the city. And in the process, ran into some hurdles that kind of exposed some of the inefficiencies, both within the school system as well as within City Hall. And so I had to make a decision because, once again, I'm passionate about my community, passionate about my city. And so I wanted to have a positive effect and make sure that the foundation is laid for our kids and our citizens to have an equitable opportunity of quality of life here.
What is the mayor's role in ensuring that the city has quality public education? Because those are separate entities. The city of Birmingham's government is separate from the Birmingham School Board.
I think that the mayor's office can set the tone, creating equitable opportunities through education in the school system. We are dealing with low record numbers of reading and other tests. They're dropping out at high rates. And so we need to have someone who's willing to walk across the street, walk across Land Park, attend those school board meetings, and demand that the board, the superintendent, the administration, and the teachers are only focused on making sure that these kids are well educated and prepared to become productive citizens within the community.
Let's talk for a minute about economic development.
When it comes to economic development, I can remember as a little kid, neighborhoods like Inslee were just as vibrant as downtown is now, north or south. And so if we want Birmingham to be a city that is welcoming of economic development, new Fortune 500 companies are considering Birmingham to have corporate or manufacturing facilities here in the city, we have to present and create economic opportunities outside of those two districts around downtown.
There's been a lot of talk lately about the crime in our city. What can the mayor's office do to help curtail the growing rate of crime?
Research has shown that providing economic opportunity and education, whether that be through traditional education or job training, that leads to employment, drastically have an effect and a direct effect on lowering crime. We have to make sure that whatever comprehensive plan we have to eliminate crime or cure us from this violence that we've been experiencing is to get buy-in from our citizens. If the mayor's office works collaboratively with the city council and constructing a plan that includes community policing, where the citizens working as community police officers or staff, that way you're also promoting safe communities, safe neighborhoods, but also as these individuals work with the community police, that's something they can put on their resume. You have a farm system, if you will, that also helps the city put a brighter light on the city, a more positive, safe environment.
Philemon Hill is a candidate for mayor in Birmingham. He spoke with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. You can hear from other mayoral candidates by going to our website, wbhm.org.